This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr today called for calm after a night of violent clashes between his supporters and a rival militia in Baghdad and several southern cities. This rift within Iraq's Shia has erupted at an acutely sensitive time. Iraq's politicians are supposed to agree on a draft constitution by midnight tonight. It's still unclear whether they'll do so. The deadline has been extended twice already. We're joined from Baghdad by NPR's Philip Reeves. And Philip, information about the fighting between these two Shiite groups is still coming in. What is the latest at this moment?
There have been reports of violence in several Shiite cities in the south and also Baghdad today. Now, this is a conflict between Muqtada al-Sadr's militia, the Mehdi Army, and the Badr Brigades. That's a militia linked to the Shiite political party Skiri, the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq. You'll recall hundreds of lives were lost last year, some of them American, when Sadr's Mehdi Army rose up twice. Now, we've been told that in Basra, the TV station run by the Badr Brigades was attacked at dawn today with rocket-propelled grenades and burnt down. There's a report that mortars were fired at a Skiri office in Amara, which is southwest of Baghdad. And in Baghdad's Sadr city, that's the slum whose several million poor Shiite population form the core of Sadr's support, it's tense today. Hundreds of young men have been seen on the streets. There are sporadic gunshots. Yesterday, the Mehdi army attacked three Badr offices in Baghdad, and this morning they burnt down another one.
And how did this start?
It began in Najaf at the recently reopened office of Sadr, which is in the middle of the city near the famous Shiite shrine of Imam Ali. Details are unclear and they're disputed. There appears to have been a demonstration by people opposed to Sadr who wanted the office shut down. The Mehdi army refused to leave. Sadr people say this demonstration was an attack on their office and that the Badr brigades were behind it. The police got involved and there are allegations the crowd was fired on. Six people in the end were killed and dozens injured. And when the news of that spread, it went through to Baghdad. And within a few hours, there were attacks there on Skiri and Badr offices. These rival Shiite groups, by the way, have been vying for influence for months. They've been tensions between them have cranked up recently with large demonstrations organized by Sadr to protest against the constitution and in particular the creation of a federal Iraq. Skiri supports the constitution and its leader also raised the temperature earlier this month by calling for the Shiite South to be made into a large federal entity.
And what kind of a reaction has there been to all this?
Well, I think it's a reflection on how unstable and tense the situation is that the Prime Minister, Ibrahim al-Jafri, appeared on television with an appeal last night for calm. And today in Najaf, Sadr also appeared on TV, also appealing for calm. He said that though he wouldn't forget the attack on his office, Iraq's passing through a difficult period that requires unity. He also, however, demanded that his chief rival, the head of Skiri, Abdulaziz al-Hakim, condemn the attack on Sadr's Najaf office.
And just back to the question of the hour, if you will, what's the likelihood that the Constitution will go through the National Assembly today, fulfilling the deadline?
Well, I hesitate to make any prediction, as twice in the last 10 days, they have at the last minute granted themselves extra time, extending the deadline. We're hearing that the political leaders are planning to meet this evening, and that they'll then decide whether to put the Constitution to a late-night vote in the National Assembly in Baghdad. There's still no sign, though, that the Sunni Arabs have dropped their objections. And in fact, today, several Sunni Arab negotiators have been reiterating those objections. There are, however, some who expect the Shiite, who control the parliament, they have the largest number of seats in parliament, will try to force the Constitution through and will successfully do so because of their majority.
Philip, thanks very much. NPR's Philip Reeves speaking from Baghdad.